Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Fine Leg to Fine Leg podcast.
Something that I've had to do multiple times. Hello, my name is Nick.
And I am Jimmy.
And yes, this is the Fine Leg to Fine Leg podcast where we will talk about cricket all around the world, but mainly Australian cricket because that's the better cricket.
All right, Nico, let's try and keep this PG.
Okay.
Let's kick it off. We're going to review the fourth Ashes test. Australia has retained the Ashes.
Yes, boys, that is correct. We have beaten the Poms at Old Trafford. And where was the first test at?
Edgbaston.
Edgbaston, that's right. And then they beat us at Leeds, which was, yeah.
By a Kiwi.
Yes, yes. So, what was your highlights of the game, Jimmy?
Highlights of the game? Oh, you can't go past Smithy, can you?
No, you cannot.
Just returning from injury. And there were doubts whether he could get back to his best.
Yes, there were a lot of doubts.
He's gotten better.
Yes. He's come back stronger than ever, making, was it 293 runs all up for the test?
Yep. In three innings.
Yes, that is incredible.
Because Jack Leach.
Jack Leach bowls a no ball.
This is the first fine that we'll be issuing on this podcast. Jack Leach for overstepping $20.
Yes, 20 bucks. Yes. All right, I've got Cummins Absolute Peaches getting Root and Roy out off stump.
That might be another fine, bullying off stump, Patrick Cummins.
Yes, was that another $5, you reckon?
$5.
All right, we're up to $15 now.
$15.
I have Stokes is a one-hit wonder.
Yes.
Because what did he make? He made about
five and 20 or something like that. Not many.
I think he got out for one in the second innings when they needed him the most to stand up.
And decided to walk.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Ben Stokes.
Yes. Yes, he did. And David Warner?
David Warner needs to be dropped.
He does.
Needs to be dropped.
He does need to be dropped.
Because I think being dropped would be the most beneficial thing for him and his career because he has never been dropped. What he needs to do is go back to the Shield, make some runs, get back into form, and then we're rolling.
I 100% agree with that. And maybe put him in for, I don't know, someone to look for in the future, I reckon, even Bancroft or...
I think the short-term option might be Khawaja.
Yes.
He has shown form as an opener, so they might go with him, but I think they'll stick with him for the last test because the Australian selectors are just stupid.
Yes. I 100% agree with that. So would you say keep Marnus at three?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely agree with that. Marnus, he has been very important to Australia's success. Not many people would have picked him at the start of the series. He's come in, he's made an impact. And, sensational effort.
Yeah. Now, Jofra Archer.
That's a fine.
That's a fine. How much? We're talking about 50 bucks?
Something like
50
that.
50 bucks.
The battle between him and Smith was so hyped. And then he comes in,
nothing.
Bowls 135 Ks.
Yes.
Just shocking.
Yeah, absolutely shocking.
And he's taken...
He took 0 wickets in the first innings.
He's taken 3 wickets for the match.
Yes, after someone that's been hyped up incredibly...
Yeah.
And he just doesn't perform at all. Tim Payne finally makes some runs.
Tim Payne finally makes some runs and finally shows that he can actually do something with the captaincy. I really, really liked his captaincy, throwing Marnus the ball.
Yes, that was a very
although
good
his DRS in the first innings, it's shocking again.
This whole series has been shocking
again.
It's been absolutely shocking whole innings.
That's a fine.
That's a fine. How are we talking? $10?
Oh, yeah, $10.
Yeah, all right. I might hit you off with some more fines that I've got.
All right.
England for having shit weather.
Yep.
$10?
Yep.
I'm sorry I'm not keeping this PC, but, shocking weather.
Shocking.
$10 to probably our podcast rivals, the Grubs from Sportsbet.
Yes.
For cancelling their tour because of some, I don't know what it was.
For shocking reason.
Yeah. Another $10 goes out to the lady that I sat next to at Fleetwood Mac. I saw Fleetwood Mac the other day. And it was actually a really good performance by them. They did really well for a bunch of 70 and 60 year olds. Yeah. But this lady, she just kept screaming and yelling at the top of her lungs and was just making me go deaf. And I'm like, I'm trying to enjoy some good music here, but wasn't having a bar of it. And she couldn't, and she was screaming the lyrics out, but she was screaming the wrong ones out. Wasn't even in time or in sync. Yeah, and I'm
definitely
like,
a fine. Definitely a fine.
$10.
Alright,
Hold on, one more fine. This is probably the worst fine out of all of them. My mate Jack Stelfox, Jack, if you're listening, you owe me $10 for pushing me during a game of soccer, during just a regular game of soccer at lunchtime at school. Just pushes me straight in the back, makes me fall flat on my knees, and now I've got the biggest scratch on my knee, the biggest graze, like it's just
got a couple of grazes on his knee, one on his elbow, and he's bleeding. He's been bleeding for a couple of hours now,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's getting really bad.
Yeah. Fine to Nico. We were gonna record this podcast yesterday, but he decided to stay up till 3 o'clock watching the cricket. So he was too cooked.
You know, I'm not gonna cop that. I'm not copping that because I'm trying to get us information on this potty.
Okay.
On the podcast. I think that's a bit of BS, but
A couple more fines. Drop catches, $2 to Sam Curran, Jason Roy, and Jofra Archer. Jofra Archer might be a bit harsh, but he got two hands to it. Smithy smacked it straight back at him. I don't care. Drop catch, $2.
Right.
All right, so there could be a change to England's team for the next test. Ben Stokes has suffered an injury.
Has he?
So he may not be able to bowl, but if he's unable to bowl, apparently Chris Wokes or Sam Curran will come in. I reckon they should bring Sam Curran in as a left-arm bowler, give something different, because they've used right-arm pace this whole series and it hasn't really worked. So maybe something different to Smithy might work. No, it won't.
Yeah.
Definitely won't.
Anyway, so should we compare Steve Smith to the Don?
I think we should.
You reckon?
Well, it's a bit hard. They're playing in different eras.
Yeah.
But Steve Smith, yeah. I don't think we've seen anyone as good as him.
Yeah. Or
since Bradman.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I've never seen Bradman, and I've only heard great things, but I feel like they're two very different players in their own right.
Yeah.
I feel like Don Bradman, apparently he wasn't very good with the short ball.
That's true.
So, but then again, they didn't have helmets back then, so...
Yeah, no. Wow.
And all they really played against was against England, either over there or...
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, and whereas Steve Smith had to face other teams such as India, West Indies... I mean, West Indies aren't that good. South Africa. Not saying that Don Bradman's, like, not... Like that good, obviously, Don Bradman's done really well.
But Steve Smith, he's playing in the new age against some of the best bowlers in the world, and he continually makes runs.
Yeah.
All right, likes and dislikes from this week. Well, what are we saying? I'm going to kick us off. Rakeem Cornwall's debut.
Yes.
What a man.
What a absolute machine.
Absolute unit.
Yes.
He embodies fist cricketers all around Australia.
Yes.
He got 3 for, didn't he?
Yeah, took 3 for, bowling absolute darts.
Yep.
Just off 5 steps, just banging one straight in.
Love it.
Yep. And they were turning as well. I saw a few of them ripping them.
On the dead wickets of the West Indies.
Yes. Another like for me is Jason Roy's big gate, something that you could probably fit Rakeem Cornwall through.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. Absolute beautiful.
When will they drop him? When will they drop him? His technique is not up to scratch with test cricket at all.
Well, he made a 30, so maybe they might keep him.
But yeah, it's still not. He's not good enough. He's just not good enough.
Okay.
Because he's gone out the same time, at least two times in the same test match, just leaving a big gate open.
Yes, I agree with that.
One thing I found interesting was Steve Smith saying he enjoys a block of chocolate after every 100 he makes. Which means he's probably going to turn into Mark Crosgrove sometime soon. He's trying to turn into Mark Crosgrove.
Or maybe more.
Because he's going to be eating so much chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
The way he's going.
It's like Brendan Favola, who eats... he used to eat 2 chicken McNuggets.
Two McChickens.
That's it. 2 McChicken burgers before a game. Yes. Another like for me, obviously, Marnus Labuschagne.
Yes.
Coming in.
Yes.
taking Steve Smith's place in the second test, was it, at Lords?
Yep.
Yeah, and just making constant 50s, obviously a bit unlucky getting out for, I think, 10, 20 odd.
11, I think it was.
11. 11 odd in the first innings, but...
Yeah, oh well. Like for me, that David Warner video, it's gone viral. It's amazing.
Very good video. I love it.
Very good video.
I love when players can, you know, just accept that they've done, you know, they've made a few mistakes. You know, he's not performing well, but if he can cop it like he did in that video, fair play to him.
Yeah. All right, that is a good point to move us on to our dislikes. David Warner, dislike.
Yes. Yeah, not happy.
While he's, he can cop abuse, he can't bat. He cannot bat. He's obviously, within the year, he's forgotten how to hold the stick.
Yeah.
Millie,
piss off. Sorry, my cat's just tearing out my carpet. Millie, are you gonna get a fine for that, mate?
Fine.
Yep, fine. $10 to my cat for ripping up my carpet.
Yep.
Yeah, I think David Warner, he had the perfect opportunity in the second innings. We had a lead of, what, almost 200 runs. Could have just had a bit of a tee off like Steve Smith did, but... I'm just going to get out to Stuart Broad. Stuart Broad.
Got him in his pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, another dislike I have is, we've mentioned this before, is Tim Payne's DRS, but also fielding tactics. I feel like his fielding tactics, especially at Headingley, when Stokes...
I think he struggled without Smith.
Yeah.
Smith's got that experience. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Although there have been arguments that he is actually the captain and Tim Payne's just sort of like a dummy captain, but no, I think... Tim Payne is still in control, but yeah. Steve Smith, his knowledge of the game is just better than anyone else.
Yeah.
So you can always benefit from those sort of guys.
Yeah. But I just feel like Tim Payne, he just didn't really manage trying to keep...
He panicked a bit.
Trying to keep Leach on strike to either any of the bowlers.
Yeah.
Instead of just giving Ben Stokes the easy single that he could get, rather than put him under pressure to get that quick single.
Mm.
All right. Any more dislikes we have, Jimmy?
I don't think we have any more.
Cool. Do we want to go to our team of the week?
Yes, we will go to our team of the week.
Yes. Unfortunately, for what I've put down is the two English openers, because they were really the only openers that...
There weren't a lot of games on this week.
Nah.
This will start getting more interesting as the Aussie summer kicks on.
Yes, because what was there? There was Australia, England, obviously.
England, Bangladesh, Afghanistan, and India, West Indies.
Oh, and also the
Sri Lanka, New Zealand T20s.
Yes.
So we'll kick it off with Denley and Burns.
Yes.
Burns did make a solid 81 in his first dig. Yeah. Denley did look solid on.
Yes. I think he will be their test opener for the not last test. And a bit of an odd one coming at 3. A bit controversial, I reckon. Ramat Shah, who made 102, and he was the first bloke to make a test ton.
For Afghanistan.
But he did get out for a golden duck in the second innings.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, you know...
We're really short on players this week.
Yeah, we were. It was either him or Labuschagne. And, I feel like just making a first test time by an Afghan, I think that's pretty
Number
special.
Number 4 should come as no surprise. Stephen Smith.
Yes.
Just making a lot of runs. A lot of runs. Number 5. Yes.
Number 5. Asghar Afghan, who made 142 runs in 2 innings for Afghanistan, 190 and a 50. I think that's still pretty solid, better than our number 5, so it was Head, who made 30, I think, all up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on, Hanuma Vihari, 163 runs against West Indies for India at number 6.
Yeah. Now, number 7, Tim Payne, who took 2 catches and a very vital, I feel... 81 runs in 2 innings with the 50 in the first innings.
Yes, he's back in form with the bat, you could probably say.
Very confident.
He did need that.
Yes.
Look good with Smith, and they put on a very good partnership.
Yes, probably, I reckon...
This is one that actually deserves to be in here. Rashid Khan, he's taken 11 for... He's the youngest Test captain in history.
Yes.
At 20 years old, which is ridiculous.
And
he looks like he's 35.
Yeah. Oh, maybe a bit 50, I reckon.
Maybe 50.
He looks like my dad's age, but and he made a solid 74 runs in 2 innings.
He did.
Yes.
Good all-round effort from Rashid there for Afghanistan.
And then Kamo with 7 wickets.
Love him.
Yes.
Best bowler in the world, deserves to be in there.
Yes, deserves to be. Oh. I reckon he does deserve to be the number one ranking test
bowler,
I reckon.
Yes, he's been on fire this past year.
Yes.
And Josh Hazlewood.
Yep.
We've got at number 10. He has found some form again.
Yep.
He had a bit of an injury layoff over the Aussie summer, but he's back in the team and he's shown he's in career best form.
Yeah, with solid 6 wickets. And
number 11,
yes,
Lasith Malinga, the pot-bellied legend.
Yes.
Coming in, slinging 5 for 6, including...
Double hat-trick. A double hat-trick, yes. So 4 wickets in a row. And it was actually a double wicket maiden as well. So. Yes.
5 for 6 in a T20.
Yes. Bowled
New Zealand out for 88.
Yes, absolutely. And they
got
biblical.
The 12th man, we've got Labuschagne. It's probably a bit unlucky.
Yeah, a bit unlucky.
I didn't do the team. Nico did the team.
Oh, well,
I probably would have put him in there.
Yeah, oh, okay. I just feel like with Ramat Shah, I think pretty special.
Yeah.
First bloke to make a ton for Afghanistan. Anything else you'd like to add to this potty, Jimmy? First episode? Or?
I'm going to make a big call, actually.
Yeah, what's your big call?
My big call is that Virat Kohli will never be the number one test bowler again. No. Number one test batsman.
Number one test batsman ever again.
He will never be the number one test batsman ever again.
You reckon he's slowing down?
I reckon he's past his prime. And Steve Smith, he's got a hold on it. And I don't think he's going to lose it.
I reckon it was all to do with his year off, to be honest. I reckon he kind of took some time away out of the game to kind of...
Yep.
Get his head right, and I think...
I reckon that'll prolong his career as well.
Yeah.
It'll extend it a little bit. And he'll be so much better for so much longer now.
Yeah.
Because of it. What's your big call?
I reckon Jofra Archer's going to be a one series wonder.
Ooh, that is a big call, actually.
I feel like Jofra Archer's been so hyped up. Like, you can even tell by last game, like, he only took 3 wickets... In 2 innings, didn't even take one in the first innings, and I feel like he's just very inconsistent.
When he's bowling quick, he looks threatening.
Yeah.
He looks very threatening.
But when he just slows down that extra, like, 15 Ks, it's just very wayward.
He's literally just ambling in. He ambles in when he's bowling 150, but when he ambles in and bowls 135, he's going to cop a lot of criticism.
Yeah.
Anything more local? We've got Chris Lynn. Does not want to play in the One Day Cup.
Yes.
Because as he prefers, he's going to go and play in the Afghanistan Premier League.
Yes.
Because he wants to dominate the Big Bash.
Yes. And I also heard that he wants to have a good chance of making the T20 World Cup.
Yes, he does.
But I feel like... I don't think he's actually that good. I don't think he's that good in internationals because I feel like... He's going to get found out.
Yeah. He does get overhyped a bit. He's facing... Just average bowlers in the Big Bash. He tonks them around. But
yeah. And they just slide
as, it. As soon as you get to the better bowlers in international cricket, I don't know what happens to him. He just can't do it.
Yeah, because they just tend to slide one down leg and he's just like, oh, thank you, that's 6 over the Gabba. Whereas, like, you got an international bowler who can, you know, still
you
swing
a
lot.
You got Jasprit Bumrah bowling at you. He's screwed because he's got no technique.
Just bowls one.
It's got
straight.
A bit of technique, but it's not great. It's more for hitting sixes rather than playing straight.
He's got a good technique for a half volley, but not one crushed into the middle of off and middle stump.
Yeah. All right, I think that'll wrap us up, Nico.
Yep, sounds good.
All right. We will talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening.
Yep.
And have a good one.